Harbor Church, we are a family of God, bound together to glorify and enjoy Him forever. This podcast series is a safe way to answer the questions that you, our community, has concerning the Bible, its tenets, and any other theological questions or concerns that you have come across as you join Harbor in our mission here in Mooresville and dig deeper into God's message, study His mission here on earth, or ponder your place in His wonderful plan. Thank you for dropping your anchor with HarborCast as we look forward to bringing light to these questions, big and small.
Welcome to HarborCast, a podcast of Harbor Church PCA in Mooresville, North Carolina. And I'm with my very good friend here, Andrew Goisweta. We're doing something a little bit different today. Normally, we take hard questions that y'all have asked us. But this time, we're going to ask a hard question of our friend and our RUF campus pastor at Davidson College, Andrew Goisweta. The question to you, my friend, is what's so great about RUF?
Got me nervous when you said you were going to ask me the hard questions. I've got a more personal answer to that question, and then maybe a more general answer. But for me, I mean, the Lord really met me in and through RUF my freshman year of college, and was hungry for Christian community. I grew up in the church, but didn't have many Christian friends, at least not my age. And so got to Davidson, was looking for a Bible study. RUF had one, had weekly worship, had a campus minister there that was pursuing me and an intern. So, and I grew a ton. So love RUF. I think a lot of people that have had a similar experience would probably say something similar.
And you're unusual in that you're serving at the college that you graduated from, and that's been true of all three of the Davidson campus ministers.
Which I think is the only campus that that's true of. Yeah. There are a couple other current campus ministers that are serving at their alma mater. I don't know of a campus that has only had alums.
It's quite a streak.
So yeah, that's right. Three for three. It helps, especially with a small liberal arts school like Davidson that's got its unique vibe, as the kids say. It helps to kind of have a working knowledge of the institution coming into it. The more general answer to that question, I love how grace-centric RUF is as a ministry, and I felt that didn't necessarily have the category for it my freshman year, but as time went on as a student and then as an intern and now as a campus minister, I can tell that that wasn't just an RUF at Davidson thing, that was an RUF thing. Just really ministering the gospel of grace, which does change lives.
For me personally, I was part of the inaugural RUF at Wake Forest, and I think for me, what was unique about RUF was it was grace-centered, and yet it engaged me intellectually as well. So at a heart level and a head level, which is fairly unique. Oftentimes it's either one or the other.
Yeah. And Wake is also a very kind of academic first school.
Right.
Similar to Davidson. And one thing that I stole from my campus minister at Davidson, he used to say, at RUF, we believe that you don't have to check your brain at the door of RUF, nor do you have to check your faith at the door of the classroom. And so he was really underscoring kind of integration of faith in all of life, faith in academics. And I've just stolen that and I've gotten a lot of mileage out of that line with students.
That's good. So if somebody's not familiar with RUF, they might ask the question, well, how is RUF connected to the church? I mean, how is this different from any other parachurch organization that somebody might be familiar with?
No, that's a good question. Get asked that dozens of times at the very beginning of the school year, like at the student activities fair, you know, honestly, the first question is rough. What's rough?
Yeah. I've had that happen with my hat.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's like a hardware, you know, because Lowe's is around.
Yeah, or if you Google search RUF, the first website that pops up is like a Porsche fan club or something. Nice. So we're not them. But yeah, Reformed University Fellowship. It actually technically is not a parachurch ministry because it is the college ministry of the PCA, the Presbyterian Church in America, Harbor's denomination. And so we are the arm of the church, that is the PCA, on the college campus. And so for churches that are PCA in the surrounding area around Davidson, we're all in the presbytery together. So I'm ordained and credentialed through the Catawba Valley Presbytery, same presbytery that Harbor's a part of. And in a very real sense, I'll throw a big word out there, but ecclesiastically, so church-based, basically I am Harbor's ministry. RUF is Harbor's ministry to Davidson students, which is really cool. We're not a replacement for the church. You know, I tell students, like, the goal of RUF is not that you would fall in love with RUF. The goal of RUF is that you would love the church. And then that would actually sustain you well beyond your 4 years at Davidson.
Yeah, I think that's a really unique thing for a campus ministry. There are a lot of other campus ministries that are good, wonderful ministries. And I think that the church overall is served by having different varieties. Mm-hmm. But what I love and is so unique about RUF is that every campus minister is ordained, which means they have to go through the same licensing and accreditation and examination that any other pastor in any church. I don't know who's in charge of our Catawba Valley Presbytery's website, but I do think it was really neat that in the directory of churches, RUF is listed as if it was another church within the presbytery.
Yeah, because it's considered a work of the Catawba Valley Presbytery. Right. Yeah, and I mean, you alluded to it. There's a lot of other really good campus ministries out there generally. And even at Davidson, for a small school, there's probably a dozen or so different Christian campus ministries that all have kind of their unique flavor and flair. Mm-hmm. I think the one thing that I've noticed, it doesn't matter if it's a more evangelical parachurch ministry or more mainline, you know, or even the Catholic campus ministry, to my knowledge, RUF's the only ministry that has an ordained full-time pastor working through and with the ministry. There are others that are led by ordained folks, but they're part-time because they also work out of a church. And then there's full-time campus ministers, but they're not ordained. And so RUF, every RUF is going to have a full-time ordained pastor serving the students. That's our job.
Yeah.
So undivided attention, which during your college years, I benefited from that firsthand as a student.
Yeah. So what would be some things about RUF or RUF Davidson that most people wouldn't know or don't know?
We're about to start our 20th year on campus.
That's crazy.
Which is pretty exciting. Yeah. I remember my campus minister had a four-year-old when I was a freshman, and she's now a rising junior at Davidson. So that's kind of crazy, and especially as I think about my own girls, and, you know, hey, one day maybe you'll be involved in RUF somewhere, maybe at Davidson, maybe not. But what was the question again? What's something that folks might not know?
Most of mine know about RUF.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that makes RUF so unique and one of the things that I'm so, so grateful for that we don't really talk about that much is our philosophy of ministry. Mm-hmm. And as I say that, you might be wondering, like, what's a philosophy of ministry? Mm-hmm. I think the easiest way to explain it is like you and I went to seminary and we got a lot of the hard skills, you know, language, translation, how to preach, how to...
All the theology stuff.
Yeah, all the hard skills, right?
Right.
And then, you know, when you're out in the job, you have to learn a lot of the soft skills, like just the practical, okay, like how do I lay out a sermon series, or how do I structure a Sunday school class, or how do I lead a session meeting? And like, those are very practical things that you need to learn too, right? RUF spends a lot of time working with us, meaning staff, but especially campus ministers, to really get us to reflect on why we do what we do and how we do what we do. And so what connects the head knowledge of the Bible and of church history with the very practical, how do you lead a ministry on a college campus? It's not just like a direct one-to-one, right? Because every campus is different. Every individual is different. And so that doesn't mean the gospel changes based on campus to campus or individual to individual. We like to say we have a fixed theology, but a flexible methodology. Mm-hmm. And so twice a year, RUF gathers all the troops, as it were, for training. And we spend a week, both two times a year, and we go over, okay, like, how was the semester? What worked? What didn't? Let's run it all through our grid of our philosophy of ministry. Mm-hmm. And so just to highlight one aspect of it, and I think this aspect of our philosophy of ministry shapes the culture and the ethos of RUF. So it's like, RUF feels a certain way. Why is that? Well, it's because we have these six presuppositions. These are six kind of fundamental, foundational truths that are kind of a priori. Mm-hmm. You know, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
Yeah, something like that.
And
yeah.
I won't go through each and every one of them, but the six are: God is at work, the church, the individual, the learning process, demographics, and a biblical world and life view. Mm-hmm. And these are kind of the tenets, these are kind of the flagpoles that we kind of base everything around, and that forms the culture of RUF. And just to give you one, like, I'm just going to talk a little bit about God is at work. What do we mean by that? Well, I mean, we're Reformed University Fellowship. We believe in a sovereign God who's king over every square inch of creation, right? Which means he's at work even when I'm on vacation. And I love that RUF constantly reminds us of that. And it's like, look, you're not indispensable, right? God's been at work on campus way before you showed up. He's gonna be at work on campus way after you are gone.
Right.
And you know, every semester, you know, multiple times of semester, I'm reminded of this when I hear how God's at work in the lives of students, independent of anything I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So for example, on the drive down to summer conference a couple weeks ago, one thing that we do is we tell all the cars, like, take a selfie on your drive down. And so we get to see who's in whose car or whatever. But after everyone showed up down at Panama City Beach, I heard from a couple of our student leaders, and they said, you're never going to believe the questions that so-and-so was asking in the car on the way down. I won't mention the person's name, but the so-and-so is not a Christian. Mm-hmm. And so the questions were like, if God is good, well, why is there so much evil and suffering in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that these are peers asking peers those kinds of questions, and those students were equipped to answer and respond to those questions in really beautiful ways, in ways that while I might be able to, it doesn't, it hits different.
Yeah.
Coming from a friend, coming from a peer.
I would say the same thing is that the thing that makes me most encouraged as a local pastor is seeing Harbor people unasked. There's no program. There's no nothing. Just go and seek somebody like on a Sunday morning, or hearing groups of people getting together, ministering to each other. Because, you know, that's where you see this is a God thing, not a Michael thing, right? Or not an Andrew thing.
Yeah. Well, that's something that God has put deep within them,
right?
And it's coming out from within. Whereas, you know, it is different when, you know, from the pulpit you say, you need to invite someone, you know, you need to invite your neighbor out to lunch, which you've done that before, I've done that before,
right?
It's a pastor shtick,
right?
And so, and you're not going to be disappointed if people take you up on it, but there's something different about just catching people unawares in a, what do we say, a random act of community?
Yeah, a random act of community.
And you just see them doing it on their own initiative, and it's like, okay, that's God at work in their life. That's them growing in the gospel and being about the kingdom and about God's mission.
I had a previous pastor who used to say, tongue-in-cheek, so don't hear what I'm not saying, but tongue-in-cheek, he used to say...
It's not like this is being recorded.
I know, that's right. he used to say, it's almost as if there's a benevolent deity in charge of the universe who's actually working in people's lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I can ask you kind of a final question, what can we as Harbor Church, what can we learn from RUF or RUF Davidson? Or maybe to say it in another way, what are things that you feel like your context does really well and that we could be encouraged by?
That is a great question. The first thing that comes to mind, and maybe this is the only thing that is worth talking about right now, it's fresh in my mind because the students themselves were talking about it at summer conference. So there was students from 30 or 40 different schools down at Panama City Beach. Some as big as like 200 students from one school were there. And then others, only a handful. Our group was like 15 or 16 or so students. After the first or second day, I heard them with pride talking about how diverse our group is. And so it wasn't an unhealthy pride thing where it's like, oh, look at us, we're Davidson. But quietly, they were reflecting on, man, this is so cool. Like, we've got so many nations represented in our little group from Davidson, North Carolina, right? Men and women, upperclassmen, and a ton of underclassmen. And so I think that is something that's very unique about, you know, ministering on the Davidson campus. You know, you're in the heart of North Carolina, 20 miles north of Charlotte, but the world is there. Like, people are coming from all over the globe to study there. And so, you know, I would just impress upon Harbor that, like, Harbor Church has a global ministry just down the road as they support RUF. And, you know, I think it's, for me, when I see that, when I look out on the, when I look out on the sprinkle room in the Union during large group on Tuesday nights, and I see so many different faces with so many different skin tones, I'm like, that's a little foretaste of new heavens, new earth, every tongue, tribe, and nation.
Right.
And that gets me excited.
Right. And there was no program that you started to make that happen or anything. It's about cultivating a culture of hospitality and welcome that makes anybody from whatever tribe, nation, tongue, or click at Davidson, whether they're the nerds or the jocks or whatever else.
Well, and I think it's hard, right? I had a couple of pastors who were proactively trying to reach different ethnicities, different cultures, right? But one thing they kept saying is, you have to focus on the gospel. That has to be the target. You can't make diversity the target, even though that is a good goal. Once that becomes the target, you start to lose the gospel in that. And then it comes across and it comes out and people start to wonder, am I kind of a token, whatever? Am I a project? Am I here so that you can meet your quota? Right? And like at RUF, I keep telling students, we need to treat people as people, not as projects. Okay. And so, and you need to keep the main thing the main thing. You need to keep the gospel the main thing. And then just, you know, we really try to be my wife and I, Mary Neal, our intern, our staff, we try to be as hospitable as we can. And God has blessed RUF with resources, with, you know, churches like Harbor that are supporting us, where we can provide meals for students and have them in our home and throw parties, and they can invite their friends, Christian, non-Christian, whatever. You know, food is a universal language, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone eats. And Jesus always, you know, was ministering to people over meals. And so I don't mind if RUF at some point gets known as like the food ministry, because we want to feed people bodily and spiritually.
Well, I think that wraps it up. Thank you so much, Andrew, my friend, for being here.
Thanks for the invite.
We always like to close our podcast with prayer, so we're gonna pray right now. Lord God, thank you so much for your work in all places, in all areas. You're always working tirelessly, sleeplessly, and you're especially working at Davidson and Morrisville. Thank you for RUF. Thank you for RUF Davidson. Thank you for the Glissuetas and your sweet family, a part of our church. Lord, I pray that you would please help all of us to cultivate gospel hospitality and welcome. Help us, Lord, to keep the main things, especially the gospel, and Lord, I pray, please, that you would help us to look for opportunities to serve one another and to serve the stranger. Lord, that your name may get all the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you again for dropping your anchor with HarborCast. Please visit us on the web at harborchurch.org for more information about what we believe, what we do to serve our community, and how you can get involved in our mission here in Mooresville. And finally, follow HarborCast wherever you listen to podcasts. May the Lord continue to equip you to share the good news about Jesus.